This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Israeli military says the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas has released 13 Israelis and four foreigners in the second round of swaps under a ceasefire deal. Late Saturday, the Israeli military said the released hostages, including four Thais, had been transferred to Israel. Meanwhile, Israel began releasing 39 Palestinian prisoners to East Jerusalem and the West Bank on Sunday as part of the swap that ultimately went through after international mediation efforts. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the released Israeli hostages included seven children and six women. They were mostly from the Kibbutz Be'eri community Hamas militants ravaged during their October 7th cross-border attack. The children ranged in age from 3 to 16, and the women ranged from 18 to 67. An Israeli-owned ship was targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A U.S. official has told the AP that an Israeli-owned ship has been targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean. A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone. The attack in the Indian Ocean comes as Israel wages war on Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. defense official told the AP that the Malta-flagged vessel was suspected to have been targeted by a triangular-shaped Shahed drone while in international waters. The drone exploded, causing damage to the ship, but not injuring any of its crew. I'm Karen Shamas.
Emotion runs high as thousands gathered in Jerusalem on Saturday in protest to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's mishandling of the hostage situation and the war against Hamas. Protesters with Israeli flags, banners, and signs condemning Netanyahu demanded he leave office. Israeli leaders have sworn to free the rest of the hostages as the military pursues an invasion of Gaza launched in the wake of the October 7th Hamas attack. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit